With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A pardoned Capitol rioter is accused of making threats to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. House Speaker Mike Johnson condemns the threat.
I will say that anybody who threatens political violence against elected officials or anyone else should be have the full weight and measure of the Department of Justice on their head. I trust that that'll happen. I hope it will.
Vice President J.D. Vance projecting optimism about Gaza's fragile ceasefire agreement during a visit to Israel earlier in the day, but has acknowledged significant challenges do remain.
Some of these hostages are buried under thousands of pounds of rubble. Some of the hostages, nobody even knows where they are. That doesn't mean we shouldn't work to get them, and that doesn't mean we don't have confidence that we will. It's just a reason to counsel in favor of a little bit of patience.
Vice President and other U.S. dignitaries visited a new center in Israel for civilian and military cooperation. President Trump says his plan for a swift meeting with Vladimir Putin now on hold because he doesn't want it to be, quote, a waste of time. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says he hopes the Democrats will vote to open up the government now that their No Kings rally is behind them.
I guess they thought, as Chris Murphy said last week, that he was protesting in defense of democracy, which is a curious conception of defending democracy since he keeps voting to shut down our democratically elected government.
Senator Cotton making his comments earlier in the day on the Salem Radio Network. Warner Brothers Discovery, the home of HBO and CNN, signaling it may be open to selling all or parts of the business. Media giant reviewing strategic alternatives in light of unsolicited interest. This is SRN News. Long-awaited breakup at the Anglican Church is starting to happen.
Conservative bishops, mostly centered in Africa and Latin America, have formally announced that they will no longer accept the authority of the Archbishop of Canterbury and will no longer be in communion with the Church of England proper. The split centers on issues of homosexuality and biblical authority and has been brewing for years. The recent selection of a liberal female bishop to be the new archbishop appears to have been the final straw. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a real genocide going on in Nigeria. Global media ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered thousands of Christians in Nigeria in the last 15 years and no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law also reveals the terrorists are destroying an average 100 Nigerian churches every month. This is SRN News. Oh, another record on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average to another record. The Dow rose 218 points on Tuesday. That's about 0.5%. The S&P 500 index was essentially flat. The S&P is sitting just a bit below the record it set in early October. Strong earnings reports from 3M, Coca-Cola, and other big companies helped drive the gains. Some big tech companies pulled back. That sent the NASDAQ composite down about 0.2%. The price of gold took a break from its huge run this year. Gold fell about 5.7% from its latest record. Seth Sutel, New York.
J.P. Morgan Chase unveiling its brand new 60-story headquarters in New York. That building replaces the Union Carbide building and is one of the major office towers constructed after the COVID pandemic. Bank plans to house 10,000 of its 24,000 New York employees in that building. More details at srnnews.com.